Doctor? Doctor?
Hmm?
Aren't you finished with that antiquated junk yet?
Hmm.
I really don't think you've got much chance of getting it working again.
Hmm. What did you say? Antiquated junk?
Yes, look at it. Most planets in this solar system have advanced to some type of trigenic V-discs, and you're fiddling around with old gramophone records.
Gramophone records? My dear Adric, have you even heard Beethoven's 10th?
No, I can't say.
Yes, well, there you are, completely ignorant of the whole matter. Hmm? Trigenic V-discs, indeed. The only format I have this on is a gramophone record. And if I could just repair this preamp circuit... There. Let's give it a whirl.
Gosh. That's Beethoven's 9th?
10th. And no, it's not. I can't be doing with Beethoven this hour. Too much brass. I tried to tell him, but he wouldn't listen.
What's that? Sounds like some kind of voice.
Yes, it does. And I'm not so sure it should be happening.
The record player seems to be inducting some kind of external signal.
Let's see if we can track it on the scanner. If I didn't know better, I'd say that is the Lord High Chancellor of Gallifrey.
And why do you know better?
Bye, Doctor! A clear signal at last!
Because I know that the Time Lords wouldn't dare disturb me again. What is it this time?
Doctor, we thought you might be interested.
Interested in what?
The Matrix, Doctor. It's behaving most strangely.
Well, that makes a change. Always such a reliable source.
Doctor, if you would still your sarcasm for just one moment and allow me to explain. We need you to investigate. Strange things have been going on inside the Matrix. Information going missing. Data links are going haywire. And the source of this trouble seems to be the area relating solely to that planet you are so fond of.
Earth.
The same. Well, I'd hate to alarm you, Doctor, but without further investigation, we cannot guarantee its safety. Someone must be needing all the information that's being tampered with.
Yes, I see what you mean. Very well. Expect us soon. Goodbye.
Does this mean we're going back to Earth again, Doctor?
Yes. No. Gallifrey.
Do you like it?
Well, yes. It's very different.
Yes, I must say I rather agree with you, Adric. Never really rated the Time Lord's sense of decor. But where's our welcoming party?
The place is deserted. Are you sure you set the coordinates properly?
Yes, of course I'm sure. You think I don't know the location of my own home planet?
Well, I was just asking. How about we have a look around then, see if we can find someone?
Good thinking. Lights are on, but no one's at home.
Doctor?
Yes?
Why exactly do you dislike the Time Lord so much?
Dislike? Well, I don't know about dislike. They're only doing their job, I guess. But they have a nasty habit of involving me in their politics.
But you are a Time Lord.
Well, yes, I suppose in the strictest sense. But the pompous affairs of Gallifrey have long since lost my interest. I'm what you might call freelance.
Ah! An excellent description, Doctor.
Aha, the welcoming party.
Indeed. If you would follow me, please. Time is of the essence. We would like to hook you up to the Matrix as soon as possible.
Whoa. Wait a minute. No one said anything about my entering the Matrix before.
But of course, Doctor. How else would you investigate the problem? We need to access the core of the Matrix, and you are the person with the most experience.
Experience? You almost got me killed the last couple of times.
Well, a calculated risk. However, the danger should be minimal this time.
And how minimal is minimal?
If you would follow me, Doctor. You are familiar with the machine, I take it, Doctor? Have a seat, and my assistants will connect you up.
Oh, sit here, please, Doctor.
Oh, it's quite comfy, really, isn't it?
Of course, Doctor. Your physical body will be kept in a state of deep relaxation, so your comfort is of utmost importance. If you could place your head here and your arms here. Good. Now, I would ask you to relax and gear your thought waves to a theta level.
Okay.
Very good. The machine will now take you down to the lowest synchronization rates and interface your subconscious with the matrix. Are you there yet, Doctor?
Yes, yes.
I can see wind, rain, earth. That's it. It appears to be somewhere on earth.
Excellent! Then you have arrived exactly where we intended. Search around, Doctor. See if you can find the source of the disturbances. It's vitally important.
Ooh, it's a bit nippy out here. Now, where are we? Looks like a village, somewhere on Earth. Possibly England.
Is there anything you can see? Buildings? People?
Well, there's some kind of stone over there.
Get closer, examine it.
Aha, a war memorial, I guess.
Examine it closer, Doctor. It may be important.
I could really do with a hot cup of tea right now.
Doctor, please test the stone for ion emissions.
Yes, I'd say it was some kind of reconnaissance probe. Disguised, of course. To the honourable memory of those who died valiantly in battle, may they forever rest in peace. Odd, though, the dates don't seem to correspond to any war I've heard of.
Can you extract the probe circuit?
Well, it doesn't look like it was really made to be disassembled, to be quite honest.
Very well. Then send back the matrix coordinates and I'll have our workers reverse engineer a backtrace to it. This is good work, Doctor. You may return for the time being.
Oh, I was just getting to dislike it here. Very well. Odd that stone, don't you think? To the honourable memory of those who died valiantly in battle.
But there was no war of those dates.
No, Doctor. The war is yet to come.
Has that fixed the problem then, Doctor?
Well, not yet, I don't think. It's just a matter of waiting for the time laws to complete their trace back on a probe I found.
And how long will that take?
Why? Are you so eager to go?
Well, no, not really.
I am. Can't wait to get out of here.
Look, here comes the Lord High Chancellor. Perhaps he's got some news.
How now, Brown Cow?
Salutations, Doctor. We have completed our analysis of the probe circuits.
And?
It seems to be of Twilusian manufacture, a simple gamma force feedback loop incorporating a rather unusual timing crystal.
No. Haven't you connected it up yet? That's what I mean. Oh, very well. Must I do everything myself?
Doctor, I really think you should leave this to the experts.
Nonsense. Here, just connect the coordinates up to the scanner here.
Doctor, this really isn't wise. You might,
There! On the screen! You've made contact!
Oh, I'm getting a sinking feeling about this.
Doctor, we meet again.
Davros.
You look surprised.
Yes, you could say that. I thought you'd be dead by now.
No, Doctor. As you can see, I am very much alive.
Well, anyway, it looks like we've foiled your mischief with the Matrix, eh? Really, probes hidden in stones, Davros. It's all a bit amateur, even for you.
That one probe you discovered was just one of hundreds scouring the Matrix for my information.
What information?
Information that will give me ultimate power to change history. And when I find that information, nothing will be able to prevent my inevitable domination of the universe!
Generation for Daleks by Howard Richardson, starring Andy Haynes as the Doctor, John Greenwood as Adric, and Howard Richardson as the Chancellor and Davros. Effects and music provided the Richardson Radiophonic Workshop. This has been a 410 Audio production.